of the area between Gaza and Egypt, what they call the Philadelphia Corridor, as well as a section that bisects the strip in half, more or less in the middle. This is the so-called Netzarim Corridor. Israel insists on remaining in between Gaza and Egypt to prevent the smuggling of weapons into Gaza, and it insists on retaining that corridor that cuts the strip in half to prevent the movement of weapons and militants to the north alongside civilians who will be allowed to return in a ceasefire agreement.
Okay.
Egypt and Hamas both want a complete Israeli withdrawal from Gaza. They refuse any...
So that's a point of impasse.
That's point of impasse number one.
Okay.
Second, Hamas wants a permanent truce. Israel wants the option to resume fighting and to eliminate Hamas. That is impasse number two. Third and related, Israel insists that Hamas has to give up control of the enclave. Hamas, for its part, absolutely refuses this condition. It intends to be the governing authority after the cessation of hostilities. It wants to oversee reconstruction, Biden's phase three, the plan for the day after.
So where do we go from here? What direction do you expect these talks to take now, especially because Hamas is not even at the table?
Yeah, I think what we also saw this past weekend was a major escalation. It's not the first time we've seen a major escalation in this conflict, but over the weekend, Israel and Hezbollah exchanged major fire. Israel made what it called a preemptive strike against thousands of Hezbollah rocket launchers. Hezbollah managed to fire off about 300 rockets into the north. This was the largest barrage of rockets from southern Lebanon since the start of this war. In the background is always this looming fear that this could become a two- or three-front war, a regional war that brings in other actors. Now, it's on that backdrop that the Americans, the Qataris, and the Egyptians have brought the parties to the table, or at least tried. That's what they were working on this weekend, this final ceasefire proposal, this bridging proposal. I believe the Americans will continue with these negotiations. The Americans this weekend, though they've expressed frustration with Israel pretty consistently, this weekend, Antony Blinken, the American Secretary of State, has said that Israel has softened its demands and has accepted the bridging proposal. So Blinken has placed the onus on Hamas for the lack of progress. I think the Americans want the talks to continue. They fear a widening war. And, of course, it would provide Democrats a much-needed win before November's presidential election. The problem is neither side, Israel or Hamas, seems overly concerned with reaching an agreement. They appear perfectly content to continue fighting.
Jamie Levin, thank you very much for bringing us up to this point. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
That's a